The equity that we can use to print money with is in our properties. And we can take their equity to the bank as if it was money and say, lend me some money. That gives us the ability to, if you are a new investor and you don't have any equity, at the very beginning, it is harder. There's the first homeowner grant that comes. That's equity. They're giving you the equity that you can give to the bank to print more money. What's your equity position? It's a business. And so you need to know yourself. The best way to get the answer is now. Welcome to the Passive Property Investor Podcast, where I teach you how to stop trading your time for money with property investment. I'm Jerry Parker, your property investment consultant. Let's dive in. Hello, passive property investors. Welcome to our next episode of the Passive Property Investor Podcast. Glad to see you guys here again. Hey, today we're going to talk about this thing called equity. You know, what is equity? It's extremely important for you guys. Very important. You need to know what it is. Equity, it's, you know, it can be the difference in what you owe the bank on your property and the value of the property. And that kind of gets determined what the valuer says it's worth. And a lot of times the bank valuer, what he says it's worth, not what you say it's worth. But it's other things too. You know, if you own a car, well, you have equity in that car. If you own shares, you got equity in those shares. But for us, the equity that we can use to print money with is in our properties. That's the equity that we're focused on. And we can take their equity to the bank as if it was money and say, you know, lend me some money, which is essentially, I like to term it as printing money, because, you know, money these days, especially with inflation right now, cash is debt as well. And the interest rate on cash is inflation. So we use our equity to print money with the bank. And why is this important for us? Because it gives us the ability to buy more properties without having to put money in. As a passive property investor, we don't want to be putting cash in all the time. We want to use our assets to buy more assets and our cash flows to buy more assets, properties. And the equity grows as the valuation of our properties go up. And we can go back to the valuers and say, what's the value of my property? And if it goes up by 20%, you can say, you go back to your bank and you can say, hey, my property's worth 20% more. Remember, you give me 80% in cash of whatever the value of my property is. Give me more money. You can use that again for a deposit to buy another property. It goes up too. And that's why equity is so important for us. So what are we going to do to determine how much equity we're going to use out of our property? You know, I always start with why. Like, why are you going to access the equity in your home or your other properties? Because you're putting it at risk when you do this. So you have to have the clear why and the direction of where you're going with your portfolio. Then you need to take a good look at yourself and say, like, how much risk can I take right now? Is it, and this is not just a little fairy thing you're thinking about. You know, oh, I can take a lot of risk. I can take a little bit of risk. You need to put a number on that. And, you know, maybe you're single and you have two kids and you have a job and it's not a full-time job, well, you can't take much risk. So you have to put a big number on that, maybe 20, 30%. You know, I'm going to leave an extra 20, 30% of my equity there, borrow less money, and therefore, you know, have some respect for my risk profile. But if you're like a couple, like, you know, dinks, double income, no kids, you know, you need to take risk. You need to. So maybe you leave 5% there, 7% there as a risk in your risk profile. Always have something. You always have to have something. But if you need to take a risk, you need to, because you need to have a focus to make money as a passive property investor. But so after you determine how much risk you can take, then you do a diagnosis of your assets and liabilities, how much equity, what is the value of your properties, and how much money do you think you can borrow. You can go to a mortgage broker. You do it yourself. Go to a mortgage broker and figure out what's the maximum amount you can borrow. And then you reduce that by your risk profile. And then that becomes how much you're going to invest. Now, this is how much you're going to invest into a property. And then you can approach the property market that way. And you're with your strategy, which is our strategy, which is the passive property investor strategy, which is not being led by the marketplace, you know, diving into the realestate.com, which is kind of like the wolf's den. And they tell you how much the properties that you have to pay. As investors, we, based on our equities and cash flow, we decide how much we're going to invest, and we invest that way. It's like if you're investing in the stock market, you're going to buy Apple shares. You say, I'm going to buy $50,000 worth of Apple shares. Well, we're doing the same thing in the property market. We're not being led by the market. We're making an investment that makes sense for us based on our equity and based on our cash flows. So that's how equity is going to function for us. And it's important as that equity grows, because it's the machine that allows us to print more money from the bank. And it's not cash. You know, we're not spending the cash. And, you know, there's two types of people. You know, there's people that are they're wealthy because they got a lot of cash and they buy nice cars and they're kind of fancy and they're spending a lot of money. They're kind of cash rich. That's not us. We're equity rich. You know, we might be cash poor, but asset rich. And that's because we're growing our equity that way. And our future selves will thank us for taking this approach, because as we build, you know, if you have, you know, $100,000 in assets and it goes up, you know, 20%, well, you've made $20,000. Well, if you have $1 million in assets, it goes up 20%, you make $200,000. And that's where we want to be. We want to have our equity growing. So that's really the how important equity is for us. Hey, you know, if you are a new investor and you don't have any equity, you know, maybe you do have a car, but, you know, you can't. The bank doesn't care about your car. They're not going to let you print money with your car. Your car is just a purely depreciating asset. It goes to zero. And so if this is where you are, and you have, and you're trying to build up cash, you know, to be your equity, and you need 20% cash or sometimes 10% cash the banks will lend, and that's what you're trying to do. And that's why it's kind of hard at the beginning, because you need that equity to keep building. But once you start building this portfolio, you're getting new equity every year, and it's growing faster and faster. Then you don't need to use your cash anymore. But at the very beginning, it is harder. And, you know, if you're young people, you know, get equity, sometimes you get your parents to co-sign and you're just using their equity, essentially. Or you get an investor to come in and they're bringing in with their equity. And there's, you know, ways you can keep working around that. You know, there's the first homeowner grant that comes. That's equity. They're giving you the equity that you can give to the bank to print more money. Print, you know, five times more money than what they give you. That's the beautiful thing about the Australian banks. They'll lend you so much against property. You print five times more than what you put in, and then you buy properties, and then they go up by percentage rate, and you keep all that, the capital growth. So don't just be disheartened when you're young. Just fight it. Just keep driving it. And don't be cash rich. Be cash poor in your lifestyle and get this first step out of the way. Like I said before, your future self will thank you. If you can just, you need to sacrifice a little bit now, and then you will definitely get there. So that's what I got to say for all you younger ones or people who have no equity built up. So how are you going to find out what's your equity position? You know, how do you find out exactly like where you are? Well, going into this business of passive, it's a business. And so you need to know yourself. You need to work out what you think yourself. So you write down what your assets are and you write down what your liabilities are. And you take out the assets that you think that the bank will lend you against, which is mainly property. But they will lend against other things too. But figure that out for yourself, and then go to a mortgage broker and see what they say. And I always say use two mortgage brokers. And then, of course, is your accountant as well. And they'll take a different perspective on this. They'll look at it from the accounting point of view and from the tax point of view. The mortgage broker will look at it from the bank's point of view. Then you look at it from your point of view. And then from those three avenues, you will get the sense of where you actually are. I never suggest relying on one person. And hey, come to a investment specialist like myself. I do this all the time and use the property specialist as well. But the best way to get the answer is never trust one person. Just have a team around you and ask your whole team the same question, and you'll get three or four different answers, and that's your answer. And that's how you figure out how much equity you have. Okay, just to recap over this again, I know I run my mouth a lot. Equity is the most important thing you need to print money so you don't have to put your own cash in, or as little as possible, into property. Not all pieces of equity can you borrow against, but property assets line up very well with the banks for using equity that way. And it's hard to build yourself equity at the beginning, but you have to sacrifice, and it's the most important sacrifice you'll ever take other than getting married. And the other important thing that I would cover is over time, as you build equity, it compounds. And you say you have two properties, you get this compounding capital growth over a period. You have one property, you make 10%. You have two properties where you make 10% on a much bigger number of equity. And it grows over time. And there's a tipping point that you get to where you think, oh, this is a struggle for a while, but it's probably three or four properties. You start going, wow, I'm making more money out of my property portfolios than I am from my job. It's only three or four properties to get you there. Thanks for tuning in to The Passive Property Investor. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube so you don't miss a single episode. We're on all social media platforms, so feel free to connect with me there. And if you're having specific problems making your first investment or building your portfolio, maybe you don't know which location to invest in, how much you should invest, you're worried about who to trust, reach out for me down below. I will have the answers for you. Don't hesitate. See you on the next episode.